Okay. All right, so we carry on now. We're Mem Dalet Amud Bet, right? This is the second part of the recording. So now we said like this. So the first question the Gemara asks is, how could he ask it? The Gemara says, Rav himself didn't actually ask it. But the Gemara says, nonetheless, V'chevan d'uri b'chacham heichi achamina. A chacham had already been involved in this question. Remember we saw it just now. Remember we saw with Yecheskel the other day. We had that case Yecheskel where we said there that if one chacham is more, v'hakativ v'omer ha-Hashem Elohim, hinei nafshi lav metumah v'nevelav trefa lo achalti minurai adata lo ba bepish basar bigul. Remember we had this pasuk, same pasuk we saw with Yecheskel the other day, that Yecheskel was saying about how machmir he was. And the Gemara said, hinei nafshi lo metumah. What does it mean, nafshi lo metumah? Obviously, no metumah. Shelo hir harti bayom. Right? I never thought during the day. He was speaking about looking at those pictures during the day. You've got to be careful you're looking during the day, because whatever you look at during the day, you're going to think about during the night, right? Lavoli day tuma balayla. Right? He never had hirurim in the day, so he'd have tam be tum at night. Unevela trefa lo achalti. And I never ate trefas or nevedas. Obviously he didn't. So the Gemara said, what does it mean? Shlo achalti basar koshko. Remember, koshkos was shechted quickly before daj. Remember that? Yeah. Remember we had the other day that you can't, if something's going to die quickly, you can't shechted. We saw Mecheskel koshkos. Quickly. V'lo ba b'fi basar pigul. Now, obviously, he never ate pigul. So what did he mean, Yecheskel? Shelo achalti mi behema shehora ba chacham. I never even ate meat if a chacham had to be asked a shayla. Even if he was matirat, the fact that he had to be asked a shayla. Look at Rabbi Gershom there. Shehora ba chacham, shetzarich lehorot ba chacham. So Hak says, yeah, even Rabba, the fact that it came to Rabba means it was a shayla. So Einachinami, he matted it. But there's a dinya. You got to be surely a guy like Rabba would expect to behave like a cheskel, be machmir. Don't eat the food that they had to have a question mark on it. Be machmir. There's a separate, the brighter there also said, should we not amru, should we achalti mi behemah, should we achalti mi behemah, which Behemah never had any of its mat. Even Yecheskel himself was, remember, it was a Kohen. He still was machmir not to eat stuff that hadn't had truma matak. Okay. So that's all for us. Gemara says, Hani mili milted the Talib Asfara. When do you have to worry about a chacham giving a psak? If it was mashu the Talia Basvara, right? If it was something which you'd have to contemplate. But Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Admirei Samach, he wasn't a Svara here. He had a Mesorah. Look at Rashi there. The Talia Basvara. He said, Rashi, the Hatam Ikirisfuke, then we can doubt. Dil Melohabe Svara Malia. Maybe it wasn't the greatest. Maybe when he applied his mind to it, he never actually had the right. Maybe he made a mistake. About the Hacher, Rabbi Agmarei Samuch, he relied on his Mesorah. The Hachi Gamim, that's what he learned from his Rabbeim. The Psukat Gargeret Barov Chalalat. Wasn't a Svara. It was like if a guy brings you a piece of chaza and he says to the a guy walks into your house. And you got a piece of chaz, and you got a piece of kosher shechted cow next to you. He says, I know I can't eat the chaz, but can I eat the cow? You say, yes. That's not a shayla. That's not called, that isn't something shehoraba chacham. Anybody knows that a shechted cow without any trefas is mutar to eat. Same thing over here. The question was, what do you say, psukat gargeret? Rabba knows. Psukat gargeret is chalala. Not over here. It's not a svar over here. Right? And Rashi brings all examples here of things that are dependent on Svara. This isn't a question of Svara.
So why did he buy it an undervalue?
Comes the right patience. We're getting there. You got to hurry. I'll hurry. Okay. Honey, mini, milted on the Svara. But So now comes your question. Okay. So all good. It was kosher. Rab didn't pasul it. There wasn't a previous case. There's no source over here of horah by him like a cheskel because it wasn't svara. But what about chashud? We know when you're dealing with money, right? And money is the worst thing in the world. When you're dealing with money, you got to collect stuff in a way that you can't even create a doubt. And kavachomer a gadol like rabba. And that's the Gemara's question. But type of mishum chasha. Look here, the lo limru. They shouldn't say mishum de shari niale because he matched it for him. Mozil gabay gave him at a cheap price, right? The nirah cannot tell scharo horato. It looks like actually he's being compensated, right? Tik arbata lafim. Chamesh lafim, right? Lavdil. I don't think that Tanya took a problem. That's important. That's enough for now. Anyhow, I'm not Chasper Shalom giving opinion about that. But that's, you know, they say because you did the guy a favor, so he's compensating you on the backside, right? That's Mishum Chashana. The Tanya Dine Daneta Dine Vegav is the Dayan or Zika Vechiev, and he was either irrespective of which way he went, he let you off for the Meichayev. Timei Vetiyah, you better pass, you better Tamei or Tahor. asavitir v'chein ha'edim. Also edim she'idu kuran rishayim lekaver. They all mikra din. They're allowed to buy. That's what the Gemara says. Mikra din mut rishayim likach. Rashi says likach means liknot. They're rishayim liknot. Aval amru chachamim harchek mina kiur. Umina domelo. Nonetheless, there's a chumriya for a chachamim say, stay away from things that look dirty. Don't involve yourself in dirt. Stay clean. So he says, it's a wise rabbi, surely rabbi? He says, the honey mili, midi de mezabni mishuma. Hacha mitakle muchach. He says, that only applies when you sell things. What's a shuma? Look at Rashi. Mishum shuma. Right? It's not Rashi. Not Rashi. Shuma. Shuma means when you have to appraise. Right? Like a shamai is an appraiser. When he has to use his senses of understanding or reason or whatever to evaluate something. There's no objective measure. This was meat that was weighed on a scale. That's what he says. Right? Hacha mitakla. Shek shakla. Shaklu. Right? Mitakla. They weighed it. And therefore, there's no problem. Mitakla muchach. Right? So therefore, everybody knows what the price is. Everyone can see what he's buying. That seems to be the price. Even though it might be cheap to us, it was a clear scaled weight off. Okay, so now the Gemara says, ki ha de Rava, in a case of Rava, shara trefta, he matir, tref, something could have been tref, v'zavin abashen, he bought meat. So Amrele, but Rav Chisda said to him, Rav Chisda's daughter said to him, to Rava, Abba, my father, shari buchra, if he would shari buchra, shari buchra is a bachor, right? Kishaya kohen, it was a kohen, mevi defana bachor, etc. He made a bachor,